Hello everyone, this is Benton, a new member of ATS. I'm very glad to have become a member, glad to be a part of this community. I'm from Northern Ireland and I would just like to contribute my views and response to Jeremiah 25's view on the Iraq War. By and large, I agree wholeheartedly with your assessment of the situation in Iraq. The media overhype is something that's been taking place over here in my neck of the woods in Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK as well. And it's something I've been harping on about for quite some time, mumbling to my friends, but none of them really share the same bitter resentment for the fact that the media will take, as you say, glee in reporting almost anything, even the sadder, more morbid aspects of the news. It seems they've got work. That's all good for them. They'll report it with zeal and enthusiasm. And another thing I'd like to bring up, which is an entirely new topic which may put me in the middle of the line of fire, straight in the middle of American politics, but that's bushwhacking, as I call it, the whole slagging of George Bush and his every move, including the war in Iraq. And although I believe he is no saint, the half of what's been said about him really is not deserved, because although far be it from me to judge him as an American president, I am not an American citizen, I do believe that what he did in Iraq was right, and that as a wartime president, he's doing okay. He mightn't have all the glamour and democratic glitz of a peacetime president, but at the moment, America is going through a tough time. It is at war, and it needs a tough man to see them through it. Also, the whole Muslim state problem in Britain, how some Muslims have wanted to rise up and make Britain a Muslim state, has alienated the general hard-working, decent Muslim population in Britain. 99.999% of Muslims in Britain are good, decent, hard-working people who you would be happy to have living next door to you as your next-door neighbour. However, the adamant few who've wanted to support and incite racism and terrorism have tainted the image of those decent people and really made life hard for them back home. And I think I can sort of draw parallels between the difficulties you're having in Australia and the difficulties we're having over here, because the war does seem to affect all of us as the terrorists bring it to our doorstep. And hats off to Australia for their spearheading the war, more or less, for jumping in there with America and really lending some muscle to the situation. We couldn't have got where we are today without them. The feelings here about the war, I think, are more or less the same as anywhere else, at least when it comes to states which support it en masse. There's a certain degree of apathy. There are your protesters who don't believe in the war, and then you've your patriots who do. Basically, I'm just saying, I agree.
I'd be anxious to hear what everyone else has to say on the issue. I hope I haven't trodden on any delicate patches or bent too many ears on the forum. That certainly wasn't my intention today, so thanks for listening.